Are you ready to create a life you crave? Let's spin that doom loop of negativity into an upward success cycle and start living lucky.
Good morning.
I'm Gianna.
I'm Jason.
And we are living lucky. I hope you are too.
The Chiefs.
We are the champions, my friends.
That was
my guitar.
I thought it was a guitar. I could hear it.
We are on top of the world this morning. We were up extremely late.
Like Rhonda from USA.
Up all night because we watched the Chiefs win the Super Bowl.
No, it would have been fine, but they had to play extra.
Nope.
Everybody's got to be extra.
I know. It went into overtime. The first time that that's happened at a Super Bowl.
In a long time.
Oh, my gosh. May I just say, people in the stands were on the edge of their seat. They were holding their faces. They were afraid to look at the field at one point. And I was in bed doing the same thing. I'm like, I can't watch. I can't watch, Jason. Okay, I am watching. I was so stressed out. I could feel the anxiety.
Yeah, it was five-quarter game.
It was so great, mostly because we won.
Well, yeah. Well,
however,
I think everybody knew we were going to win.
I don't think that. I think the commentators definitely thought that San Francisco was going to win.
Well,
and
it was a struggle the first half.
I think you and I.
And the first maybe three quarters.
Were sitting there and we kind of thought it was swinging toward the 49ers. Now, here's the thing. The score didn't reveal the type of game that first half was.
Yeah. And the final score didn't, right? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. And so let's put this to mindset. Let's like really bring in mindset for all of this. Because it felt to me, the first half, things weren't going well for the Chiefs.
No, there was
They started to bring that energy to the field and it started to become contagious. Are you with me on this?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, you could tell when Kelce was like, went over to the coach and was like pushing him, put me in.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. That would have never happened on any team I was on.
Shocking to me. Like, it's.
I know.
And you can kind of see it on Mahomes' face.
I think the coach was even surprised. Like, whoa. What's happening here?
I think I had a couple Hershey's Kisses in his pants.
Right? So it was like, whoa. Like,
this is my safe side over here. I'm supposed to be protected from back here. This is my team.
So I guess that also carried over to I'm not making sense right now. But there were a couple penalties that happened on the field. And it literally came down to the Chiefs were losing their cool.
Penalties,
and it started
balls.
With particular players were getting frustrated. And then you could see they were starting to almost take it out on each other, blame each other. Some, you know, there was one point where the one player on the Chiefs literally pulled over his teammates and was like, come on,
get it together.
Yes, let's go. What are we doing? We're beating ourselves.
Which there's a way to do that. And I'm sure they have their own relationship, but it almost feels like for me, I get the visual of like molecules and friction.
Yes.
As opposed to good energy, it was just like friction and chaotic a little bit. I don't even know if chaotic is the word, but it wasn't a good contagious looking energy, and you could see the frustration, the not working together.
Not working together, blaming, shaming.
Blaming and pointing.
Yes. Yeah. Being like, whoa, you're not doing your job. Whoa.
Move over.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I mean, let's just put this in the scenario of a marriage or a relationship. You know what I'm saying?
Well,
when you start seeing the worst in each other, they start seeing the worst in you.
When you start saying, I'm doing this better than you and you're not pulling your weight. And
it's a downward spiral. It is a downward spiral.
There needs to be a lifting up, a pointing out of what you're doing well.
And taking responsibility.
Yeah.
And that, I feel, was the distinction from the first half to the second half. Because I always say the most important part of a game, any game, is the first 5 minutes of the second half.
Mm.
Now, yep. The Chiefs, they huddle up at halftime. They come back out. First 5 minutes of that second half, it didn't go well. They had a bad snap.
Yeah, that was bad.
Do you remember?
Bad snap. The backwards shovel pass or whatever it was.
Yeah, it kind of fumbled. And so
it was a recovery, loss of 22 yards.
First 5 minutes did not go well. Here was the difference. They didn't blame each other. They stayed calm, cool, and collected.
They said, that's all right. We got this. Let's move forward.
Let's move forward. We're not going to dwell on this. We're going to let it go. Let's put the defense in. And the next time that they came out, the offense came out, they had a level head and they started making progress. And it was just itty bits. Then they started building on that progress.
Yeah, this is the thing. When someone makes a mistake, they know it. And they know they're going to beat themselves up over it. And that happens in relationships, like a spousal relationship, in any type of relationship.
A working environment.
Yeah. When someone makes a fumble,
yes.
When someone makes a missed pass or an interception, they freaking know it.
Oh.
And if you think they're not blaming themselves already, you're mistaken. And when you're throwing an extra blame on them over and over and over again, when everybody else is coming in and pointing at them and saying, you've got to get your stuff together, you need to do this and you need to do that, that's just creating a mountain on top of what they're already putting on themselves.
You are so right. You are so right. We are our own worst critics. When I screw up, I definitely know I screwed up. I do not need somebody to come and say, Jana, you're not pulling your weight.
Right.
Where's your head at? Do you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, like when I forget a birthday, I'm like, oh God, I will beat myself up. I don't need you telling me, Jason, you forgot my birthday.
Okay, no. Don't even bring that in. First of all, everyone that wished me a happy birthday this weekend, I am so grateful.
And I didn't forget our birthday, just so we know.
And I am not a person that remembers birthdays, but that is a totally different topic.
That's right, 16 candles.
Oh.
But that's the thing, and cheerleaders weren't ever for the crowd. They're for the team.
They're for the team and for each other.
The team needs to be that too. And that's kind of in a relationship. We should always be rooting for our partners. That's why we got in the relationship. You should always be huddling up.
Yes.
Are we going to the same end zone? Double check with your partner all the time. It's, hey, that's the end zone we're both still heading for, right? Yeah. Well, obviously we're working together for that. Good try. Let's pick it up. Let's keep going in that direction.
Yes.
You don't have to beat your partner up. Help them understand the plays. Make sure they understand the plays in a very loving and supportive way.
And here's the thing. When you start supporting, encouraging, lifting each other up, even if you're just making little tiny baby steps, it makes all the difference in the world. It is the reason that the Chiefs ended up on top last night.
That's right.
It was a slow climb that whole second half. I mean, it just felt like, oh my gosh, this, I don't know what's going to happen. But then it went into overtime and it just feels like together they started building on the wins.
Yes. Because when you start getting into the flow, when you come together as a team, you get momentum.
And that's what happened.
Where that 5 minutes in the second half that you talk about,
yes,
that's what that builds. That's the most momentous time frame of the game.
And here's the thing. On the field, it didn't look like they had momentum in those first 5 minutes of the second half. It looked like it was a shit show. I'm just going to be real here, right? That's what it looked like. However, they changed their mindset and they changed internally.
Yeah.
They came out in that second half and they changed within themselves.
Yeah, if you followed the ball, it wouldn't look like they had the momentum. However, if you followed the way they were working together,
and
the
reacting,
way they were reacting,
being
the way
proactive.
They were proactive, kind of rooting for each other and
yes.
cheering for each other instead of pointing at each other and yelling. Yeah, you could definitely tell that they had the momentum.
And here's the thing. I always say there's a latency period. You know, we make a change within and there's a lag time before we actually see it come to fruition.
Be it and then see it.
Yes. You know, there's a saying, when I see it, I'll believe it.
Mm-hmm.
It's the other way around. When I believe it, I will see it.
That's a fact.
And it feels to me like the Chiefs went into that locker room and said, we are the champions. We are the existing champions. We are the champions now, and we will be the champions next year.
That's right.
So let's pull it together and let's take responsibility and be who we are meant to be right now in this moment.
And now they're living lucky.
I know.
They woke up this morning. They're going to say, we are living lucky.
With a Lombardi trophy to boot.
That's
Whoa.
Right.
Okay, one last thing before I close this out. You mentioned cheerleaders. Do NFL teams even have cheerleaders anymore?
Yeah.
Were there cheerleaders there?
I don't know. Yes, because I saw them coming out when they came out of the tunnel.
Really?
I remember seeing them. They might not show them on TV anymore, but
I feel like
at some point they had them.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll
and
see.
We know somebody that just went and got a job for one of the cheerleading teams for one of
Maggie.
The, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's Orlando. Yeah. Okay.
Or Grace. Maggie and Grace.
Yeah.
Okay. They were our TikTok dancer friends that gave me TikTok.
Our instructors
dancing.
For
yes.
TikTok dancing.
Yes. We did over the pandemic. We were like, we need to learn how to do this TikTok dancing.
Thanks,
At
Maggie
any rate,
and Grace.
We are so excited about the Chiefs. And again, we're going to get out our jerseys
yep.
this morning and we are going to wear them proudly.
All day long.
And one last thing, because, you know, I grew up in Kansas, and so we consider Kansas City Chiefs our team. It's right on the border of Kansas and Missouri. And growing up, the Chiefs never won. In fact, it was almost embarrassing. I remember one time we went skiing, and my dad had a Chiefs coat, and it was kind of like...
Like, Dad, don't wear that. Go get your Browns coat.
Well, anyway, and it feels like now the Chiefs are on an upswing, and I actually think they're building an empire. I mean,
a franchise.
Yes.
That's a great franchise.
I mean,
yeah.
They're comparing Mahomes to the next Tom Brady. Tom Brady had 30 Super Bowl wins, I think. And
I haven't watched enough NFL to...
It's not 30. That was a total exaggeration,
yeah.
But...
And it's I don't. When I think of Tom Brady, I don't think of a first half like what I saw out of Mahomes. But Mahomes did have what they called the Mahomes effect in the overtime last night.
Oh yeah, Jason kept saying he needs to turn
When's
on the Mahomes
effect.
Effect.
I was waiting on it.
You know what? Maybe we should apply that to our lives now.
I'm gonna Google it and see.
Let's turn on the Mahomes effect.
Oh,
I love it. Celebrate your wins.
Keep
We're
going to
talk more about that in the next coming podcast. Thanks for joining us. Bye-bye. If the idea of living lucky appeals to you, visit us at startlivinglucky.com.